This is The Naked Scientist. It's with Chris Smith and with Helen Scales. It's our science phone-in extravaganza this week, and so we're answering all your science questions for you. Helen, I have one to kick off, an easy starter for 10, I hope, which is, why do submariners' ears go pop? And do they indeed? Wonders Andrea Lewis. She's actually in Hobart in Tasmania.
Great question. And I have to just say, I'm glad I've never been in a submarine, because I find the whole idea completely terrifying, being in a metal box at the bottom of the sea, much as I love the ocean. Well, the answer is no, there is probably don't pop, because in fact, unlike a scuba diver who takes down a tank of air and breathes it at pressure that is equal to the water around them, which becomes a very high pressure around you very quickly as you go down, submarines are pressurised so that really inside them they are maintaining atmospheric pressure, only at one atmospheric pressure, the unit at which we measure pressure, whereas when you're scuba diving you could be breathing air at something more like 20 atmospheres, you know, much more concentrated. And it's that pressure that makes your ears pop, and you haven't got that. You may get a bit of compression as you're going down in a submarine, as some of that pressure from the water is pushing in on the metal structure and the air inside. But I think that's fairly minor, I imagine. They build submarines fairly tough so that they can withstand all this pressure without collapsing inwards. So no, they don't have popping ears. And interestingly and importantly, it means that if you have an accident deep down and you have to escape from a submarine, you won't get the bends because you haven't been breathing air at pressure. You haven't filled up your system with nitrogen, which is the main problem, which will then bubble out of your body, of your blood, if you're scuba diving and you come up too quickly. Same thing doesn't happen with submariners. They actually train to be able to hold their breath for long enough to swim a long, long way up from the bottom of the seabed and survive if there's a problem down below.
Brilliant answer. Thank you, Helen. And of course, the reason you get that horrible sensation, divers, like you call it the squeeze or a squeeze, don't you?
Yeah, and you get around it by holding your nose and blowing, which you can do, but don't do it when you're not underwater. And it equalises the pressure in your eustachian tubes, which is the bit that links your ears into your nasal passages. And you can equalise the pressure on your eardrum. And it's very painful, and you can burst your eardrum if you don't do that as you're going down. So it's very important that you do it.
Because, of course, when you're coming up again, if you've put air into your middle ear at pressure down there, and then you can't equalise coming back up, that air's feeling less pressure in your ear as you come up through the water column, and therefore it's expanding and squeezing on your ear. Or even people have talked about fillings,
yes,
haven't they, and teeth cavities.
Yeah.
I've also done this,
very
painful,
it
fills this gap and you have to equalise it, or you're going to...
If you have a cold, it can happen. And if you've got blocked up tubes, you can get nasty, painful ears. That's why you're not supposed to go diving, if you have a cold.
Good advice. Thank you, Helen.